Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of our sister stations has a radio host, very controversial one, who recently got out of jail, who is getting crushed, being called indecent and a piece of you know what. Craig Carton, afternoons, WFAN in New York. Now, we had a similar situation here. I want you to decide the level of appropriate here, because we had a similar situation with Luka Doncic when he was drafted. We were talking about Zach Wilson getting picked on Friday, and was it you guys saying his whole family looked like they were made by Mattel?
Oh, they're gorgeous. Everybody in that family is a model. I mean, every single one of them. It's just they're molded from clay.
Yeah, every one looks like an emoji. It's like perfect.
Yeah. So Zach Wilson's mom went viral. Whoa, she's a really attractive woman. Well, Zach Wilson was on with WFAN, and Craig Carton asked him about it.
I check out the newspapers, right? When I wake up this morning, I go online. Let me just see what other people are saying about my guy. You know, and the headline of the Post is Zachpot. I'm like, all right, I like that. Not bad. The lead story, though, is not about Zach Wilson becoming the New York Jet quarterback. Your mom has become the lead story here. And I say that respectfully because people are like, the star of the first round of the draft is Mrs. Wilson, because she's a very attractive woman. And I'm just wondering how awkward that is for you, that you just got picked second overall in the draft, and the focus is, wow, his mom is really hot. I assume you've dealt with it your whole life, but now it's playing out on Broadway. How awkward was that for you?
Yeah, it's not my favorite for sure. We like to keep her out of the spotlight, but she's an awesome lady, and I love having her support.
Oh, he was not thrilled with that line of questioning there. Zach Wilson being asked about it from WFAN. Inappropriate? Man. Over the line?
The New York media and New York, they have no personality or fun whatsoever. Like, zero. This was a must-ask question. Must-ask. She's everywhere. You couldn't. She was in the newspaper. If the people
I
who
think
have
she's a, all over her own Instagram too.
She's over
I
her gotta, own Instagram absolutely yeah. is. If the people who are killing Craig Carton have a problem, go to the New York Post because they're the ones that started this. Okay, this is like, you know, he's bringing the story which is already there. He's just getting a comment from the person they're talking about. That's all this is. This is insanity that anyone will be up in arms about this. We 100% would have brought it up.
Well, you guys mentioned Luka. I mean, this happened to Luka. I mean, when Luka was drafted, it was focused on his mom. I mean, people asked Luka about it when he got drafted.
Have you taken notice this evening of the social media sensation that your mom has become? Because people are like, man, he's a great player, and then they're hyping up your mom too. Are you excited about that, or does she want the attention?
Yeah, of course. I was excited, you know, but I really didn't see nothing on my phone, you know. I just have the time to check the phone.
You're a busy guy today. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Well, we wanted to give you the heads up that people have taken notice.
Great recall clip, Troy, number one. Number two, great job by Kevin Hagelin. You're absolutely right. We would have asked about it, too, if we had him. It's just Kevin did it a little bit differently. He just said she's a social media sensation, where the other host in New York is like, what do you think of everyone thinking your mom's hot? You know what bugs me? One of the things about society, I am so sick and tired of people, especially women, getting offended when they're called attractive. I'm like, what person in the world gets upset when someone's like, I think you're hot? What person in the world gets ticked off when they go, have you lost weight? What are you trying to say? I'm anorexic. No one says that. No one has that reaction.
No one
gets mad internally when you're called attractive, hot, sexy, or thin. Wow, you really look like you're in shape. Have you been in the gym? How dare you? Screw you, middle finger. Yeah, so, like, I'm so tired of cocktail dress girl or double D boobs girl wearing the little red dress in and saying, are you looking at my chest? Are you staring at this or that? You can get, yeah, I know Choppy's face that he's making. I just had to go on a little rant. That drives me crazy. If someone said to me, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, wow. Like I used to mess with Kavanaugh all the time. Like, oh, Kavanaugh, look at your mom over there. She's hot. Look at your mom.
Yeah.
It's a little bit awkward, but if someone was sitting there calling my mother attractive and they're not around them or can't interact with them, there's worse things that can be said. I'd rather you say that than call her an ugly dog for real. There you go. That's my rant.
I don't understand people who get upset when they're called attractive. And by the way, if I call you attractive, it doesn't mean I'm demeaning your other qualities that you have or just looking at you from a superficial standpoint. Now, I am just looking at you from a superficial standpoint because that's what I am. I'm a very superficial individual, and I have no qualms about that as I put my glasses on to look smarter.
Amanda had her bachelorette over the weekend.
Yep, one of them. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Wait, what does that mean? What do you mean every single one of them?
Every single one of them, 100%. Saw the photo.
What did you say?
A couple times. I even zoomed in on it. Yep.
Thank you. So Hector, who the radio station knows well, Alba Limo, is like, all right, Sharif, I gave you a bus. Let me give them a bus. So it was an awesome setup, and people are like, whoa. Look at your girl. Whoa, who's the one in white? Well, she was the only one wearing white. Everyone else in black for the bachelorette theme. I didn't get mad. It's a compliment. It's a compliment. I'm happy that you think my girl's attractive or you think my girl's cool. So it's a little more awkward with your mother. I get it. But just overall, these people getting so mad. Like Danica Patrick wants to pose in her bikinis. And then when people are like, whoa, you're smoking hot. How dare you objectify me? Oh, my gosh. How dare you make comments about my body? You know, sit there and just not talk about my personality. You're wearing a bikini. You're sitting there posing in lingerie. What the freak do you expect? So, Carton, I just think throwing in the word hot, little bit more uncomfortable than Hagelin, but we absolutely would have asked the same thing, maybe just in a different way.
We would have asked it a way different way. We would have asked it a way better way, you know, asked about how many, never mind. I didn't want to get into it. But, you know, I would have gone with the song, with the Stacey's mom song, you know, like you're hot, you're friends. I mean, seriously, this is part of the story. Part of the story.
Yeah.
Because it was brought up, not by Carton, but by the newspapers, by Instagram, by social media, had a groundswell of intrigue over Zach Wilson's mom. That's all it was.
If it's in the headlines, if it's all over Twitter, then we kind of have an obligation to ask about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.